He can find the fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Hi there, friends. I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail. How about having a seat beside me here on this log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's because we've kept fires from running wild through here. You know, we thought you might enjoy taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Just across the trail there are those masters of song about America's great outdoors, the Sons of the Pioneers. Looks like the boys are all ready. What are you fellas going to do, Lloyd?
We're going to sing about an old-timer that we'd do well to copy today. He loved the outdoors just as we do. He was a good woodsman, among other things, and wherever he traveled, he left his mark as a good woodsman. A clean camp, a dead fire. He was the old pioneer.
Cattle over Buffalo were grazing. Range is getting smaller every day. Cities roar where 44s were blazing. Trails new have taken you away. Old pioneer, trailblazing buckaroo, where are you riding? Where have you gone? Old pioneer, sky trails have taken you somewhere out yonder, galloping on, shining out yonder in the heavens blue. I see a distant star. Sometimes I wonder if it isn't you beckoning me from afar. Old pioneer, trailblazing buckaroo, where are you riding? Where have you gone? Where?
The old pioneer. Back in his day, the forest and grassland were apparently unlimited. The old pioneer was always conscious of these natural resources, and usually he was mighty careful with fire. He knew intimately the danger of letting fire get loose. He carefully watched over every fire he built, and he put his fires completely out when he was through with them. Now, today, we don't have the limitless areas of forest and grasslands. That's all the more reason why we should be more careful than ever with our fires. I'm thinking especially about trash fires. You know those fires we build around the house to get rid of papers and cardboard boxes, leaves, containers of all kinds, and other trash. You'd be surprised to know how many grass and woods fires get started because someone is careless in burning trash. I'd suggest if you have to burn trash at all, that you do it in a safe container of some sort. And of course, it's always a good idea to check the local fire regulations. And if you do that, you're likely to save yourself some real grief and argument. Talking about argument, I'm reminded how old-timers used to debate the relative merits of their hound dogs. Do you remember Old Blue? I raised a dog and his name was Blue, and I bet you $5 he's a good one too. Go on, Blue, I'm coming too. Go on, Blue, I'm coming too. Shouldered my axe and I tooted my horn, going to get me a possum in the new ground corn. Go on, Blue, I'm coming too. Old Blue tree, then I went to see. There sat the possum in a 'simmon tree. Go on, Blue, I'm coming too. Possum clumb down on the swinging limb. Blue barked at the possum, possum growled at him. Go on, Blue, you good dog, you. He grinned at me, I looked at him. I shook him, Blue, tuck him in. Go on, Blue, you good dog, you. I baked that possum good and brown, and I laid them sweet potatoes round and round. Come on, Blue, you can have some too. Blue, what makes your eyes so red? I've run them possum till I'm almost dead. Go on, Blue, I'm coming too. Go on, Blue, I'm coming too. Old Blue was a good dog, all right. But to get back to trash fires. Seriously, friends, I know of one case where a homeowner left a little trash fire unattended. He heard his phone ring or something, and the wind scattered the fire around. In a matter of hours, that wildfire did unbelievable damage. It burned more than 100 acres of fine woodland. The cost of controlling the fire and the damage to the trees and ground cover ran into thousands of dollars. I don't know how many young quail and small animals were destroyed. It was a very hot fire. I'm sure we can all learn a lesson from the unfortunate experience of that homeowner. But how about a little music? The Sons of the Pioneers do an instrumental number that's a favorite of mine. Go ahead and shine, boys. Shine. I know that a lot of folks like to shine things up around the house in the spring and in the fall. That's when I make a raid on all the accumulated trash. But what we've got to remember, though, is that fire is bad business. It's bad business, that is, when you stop being its master. There's an old saying that goes like this, as I remember it. Fire under control is a good servant. Fire out of control is a bad master. That goes for trash fires especially. Don't you think so, Lloyd?
Well, Billy, on this subject of trash fires, we have got a real expert in the Sons of the Pioneers. He's Shug Fisher, our bass player. So go ahead, Shug. Let's have some words of wisdom.
Thank you, Lloyd.
That's all right.
You folks have got to be careful burning trash.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you've got to be careful with any fire out the doors. They ought to use the proper
receptacles. That's receptacles.
Yeah, receptacles, whatever you can.
Oh, now that was real fine, Shug. Real good. Now, what Shug's been telling us, folks, is that we've really got to be careful burning trash or anything outdoors. Shug is 100% Smokey Bear supporter.
Well, I wouldn't.
Oh, Shug, don't look so downhearted. You made your point.
Yeah, but I was...
All right. Well, let the people in on what a wonderful, tough guy you really are. It's true, folks. You ain't heard nothing till you hear this boy roar.
Woof! I'm tough as a boot and a wild galoot and a son of the Lone Prairie.
He's tough as a boot and a son of the Lone Prairie.
I drank raw liquor, my trigger hands quicker than a human eye can see.
Ain't heard nothing to hear him.
His eyes got sad and his temperament's bad and the least thing makes him roar.
Ain't heard nothing to hear him roar.
Once Jesse James took careful aim with 60 rounds of lead.
Once Jesse James took 60 rounds of lead.
On the chest they cracked, they all bounced back and killed poor Jesse dead.
Ain't heard nothing to hear him roar.
He's a high strung lad and his temperament's bad and the least thing makes him roar.
Ain't heard nothing to hear him
When my teeth I gnash like a lightning flash, the sparks fly everywhere.
Like a lightning flash, the sparks fly everywhere.
I can roar so loud that a thundercloud will burst in trembling air.
He ain't heard nothing to hear him.
He's a high-strung lad, and his temperament's bad, and the least thing makes him roar.
He ain't heard nothing to hear him.
When they made this land, they needed a plan for the toughest man to be.
They needed a plan for the toughest man to be.
So the recipe came and they built the frame and then they assembled me.
Ain't heard nothing to hear him.
He's a high-strung lad and his temperament's bad and the least thing makes him roar.
Ain't heard nothing to hear him roar.
Now I've taken this time to explain this rhyme in a manner unprofane.
He's taking his time in a manner unprofane.
I'm a warning you, scars, I'll black your eyes, so smile when you say my name.
Ain't heard nothing to hear him.
He's a high-strung lad and his temperament's bad and the least thing makes him roar.
Ain't heard nothing to hear him.
Really so tough. But we should all do like some Smokey says and...
What Shug's trying to say is Smokey Bear wants all of us, everyone, to help him prevent careless fires.
That's just what I said.
You sure did.
He sure did. Well, look who's coming up the trail now. Big as life with his ranger's hat and shovel and all togged out in dungarees. He's the friend of all who love the outdoors. He's the popular candidate, the people's choice for support this year and every year. He's Smokey Bear with a special message for us.
Hello there, folks. Do you want to help me score a real victory in this campaign against forest fires? Well, be extra careful burning trash. That is, if your local laws permit such burning in the first place. If they do, and you have to burn trash, keep your fire small. Never go off and leave it unattended. Have tools and water handy. If you'll do these things, I promise you we'll have less woods and forest fires starting up from trash fires. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes down the trail.
Thank you, Smokey.
Well, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail, too. Thanks a lot for joining us under the old pine tree. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service, and this station you're listening to that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, this is Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and those masters of outdoor songs, the Sons of the Pioneers, asking you to please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest and woods fires.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling